Now, have you personally heard of anybody having a negative reaction to trying to eat only meat? And if so, what might have caused that?
No. So most people I've talked to, well, that's not true. One person. Mm-hmm. So first, most people I've talked to, they'll say, oh, something isn't working for me. And I'll be like, well, what exactly are you eating? And generally they're eating bacon in the morning, mm-hmm. which, and generally that has sugar in it. So that's one thing you got to get rid of. And I'm like, well, are you doing the carnivore diet? Are you drinking coffee? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm also drinking coffee. Like, okay, well maybe it's the coffee. Or, I haven't heard anyone who's been eating beef, salt, and water have a bad time, especially after the transition period. Mm-hmm. So, and people who haven't messed up, like, I know that if I mess up and eat something wrong, I have a reaction and it lasts depending on how much of it I eat. So it doesn't really happen anymore, but the reaction lasts quite a number of weeks, like 3.5 weeks.
Wow. You have to deal with it for that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah. Sounds like it. I couldn't imagine that. I had 3 uncomfortable hours when I, you know, ate that sausage. I can't imagine going 3 weeks. Wow. What a nightmare.
Oh man. Yeah. Dad too. Oh. 3.5. Yeah. It's bad.
So that whole process of you trying to figure out what works and what doesn't was every time you made a change, you had to wait.
Wow. A month. Yeah. Oh God. It was hell.
Yeah.
If I had known that I could just go down to meat, I would have given up and just gone down to meat.
Well, hopefully all the pain and suffering you had to go through can help somebody else out. I know that there's a ton of people that watch my show that deal with a lot of similar things. So hopefully this will save them from having to go through all that. Wow. Three to four weeks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Really bad. Especially with like what would happen is, so first I'd wake up, depends how much of what I ate. It depends how bad the reaction was, but for bad ones, I'd wake up the next day and I'd be itchy. Mm-hmm. Just like my legs would be really itchy again. And then I just wouldn't feel very good. Sometimes I'd be really energetic, like wired. Mm-hmm. And then the day after that, the depression would start to come back. And then by like day 4, the depression would be back. And mm-hmm. then the worst days for the depression were like days 8 to 14. And then it would start lifting up again. But then around day 14, my arthritis would come back. So it'd take that long for the arthritis to start. And then it would take about 24 days for the entire thing to end. Wow. And so for the first year I was doing that, literally just like circling a date on my calendar, being like, okay, that's when I'll feel better, waiting. And then I'd have a couple of good days and I'd get some craving and reintroduce something else that would go terribly. Mm. So it was a rough year.
So you probably have no interest in trying to, in the future, trying to reintroduce things. So do you think that this is the deal like forever for you now?
Yeah, I think so. Like, people have been, you know, wondering, I get a lot of emails about like, have you tried all these different things? Do you have Lyme disease? Like that kind of thing. And yes, most of those things I've tried. I thought at the beginning, so stop eating what's irritating you. You can heal your gut, then start eating fermented foods and you can maybe regrow a microbiome you're missing and then you'll be able to reintroduce foods. But I can't tolerate anything fermented. I can't tolerate probiotics. Even the pure stuff, I bought powder, it was pure. I can't do that at all. So, and I'm happy like this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me at all. Grocery shopping's easy. I spend no time cooking. I'm never craving anything and I really like everything I eat.
Yeah.
So why would I change?
Yeah, no kidding. And that was what surprised me about this too. I mean, like I said at the beginning of the interview, I always have craved protein in the morning. Like I cannot get through the day. I'll get sick or get dizzy if I don't have, I've always been like that. Since doing this, I haven't really had any cravings for like breads or stuff that I would have considered my favorite foods, you know, last month, you know, like fried chicken. I used to eat that all the time. I haven't had a single craving for that. Also, going back to something that you said a minute ago, with, you know, people will say, I've noticed, a few years ago, I quit eating pork altogether. I basically read a couple articles and got scared of the, you know, all the bad stuff in it and just didn't want anything to do with it. But also my wife is Messianic Jewish. So she holds to the, you know, biblical eating laws and stuff like that. So we just didn't have it in the house, and I just quit eating it, and I didn't I sort of missed it for a little while. But I noticed after a couple of months of that, I tried to eat it again, and I just flat out couldn't process it. I mean, it was terrible. I did some research and found out that when you eat people who eat pork, they have like some kind of acid or enzyme or something in their stomach that's not naturally supposed to be there, I guess, that you lose when you stop eating it. So then if you try to eat it again, your stomach just can't, it doesn't know what to do with it. It can't break it down. So I thought that was interesting. But strangely enough, when I stopped eating bacon, so during like social events and stuff, if they were serving ham at like Christmas or something like that, and I didn't want any, there was always a lot of like, well, why, you know, a lot of questions. And it's almost like, does it really matter that much? So I'm real excited to see when people find out that I'm doing this now. But have you gotten a lot of that kind of stuff?
So fortunately or unfortunately, I was in the category of sick enough that when people say, well, why are you doing this? And I say, oh, it's to treat, you know, the hip and ankle replacement I ended up with at 17. Mm-hmm. And it's working. And now my arthritis is gone. They're just like, oh. They've also seen the difference, like what I used to be like to now, and you can't argue with that. Right. So I got quite a bit of skepticism and eye rolling at the beginning when I was doing low carb, and I was like, oh my God, look at all these foods and what they're doing to me. But I'm a lot more sure of myself now. And I was so shocked for so long that, yeah, it's weird socially, but whatever. Like most people you see socially too are suffering from something themselves. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's weird socially. I actually think the carnivore diet is less weird socially. Like when I stopped going out altogether, I used to eat out all the time. And then I went on this elimination diet and started being really careful and just stopped going out because ordering made me so anxious.
Yeah.
So it's like, is the grill clean? These are all the things I'm allergic to. Here's like 12 items that can't touch my food. And it was just like horrible to order like that. I always didn't like the people in restaurants that did that. So I just stopped going out. But now I can go out and say, okay, I want this steak. I want this medium rare. Don't put anything on it because I'm literally allergic to everything. Mm-hmm. And it can't be contaminated. Thank you. And that's a lot easier than being like, what's in your salad?
Yeah.
Like, does it, what kind of oil are you using as a dressing? So it's actually, I think this is, it's weirder, but it's also less weird socially. It's a lot easier to say, all I want is a ribeye than I'll have a ribeye and these are the ingredients you can use to make my salad and this is the dressing I can eat.
Yeah, and so, I think it makes it easier on the cook too.
Yeah, definitely.
I know I cook all my own food and it certainly has made it easier for me. Like I said before, I mean, I do like reverse searing, so it's like super easy. You know, throw it in the oven, forget about it for half an hour, and then fry it for a couple minutes. It's great. But yeah, that's worked out really well for me. And see, I'm working from home now. I work at Skywatch TV, and I'm working at home because I had this whole knee thing that I had to deal with. And what I'm hoping, I mean, everyone I work with is cool. No one's going to give me any problems about it, but I'm also not a health expert. So I'm sure that people are going to have a lot of questions I won't know how to answer. But I'm hoping that by then I can drop enough weight that it'll just be obvious. Well, this is why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've also noticed that online, everybody, and I'm sure this video is going to get it in the comment section. Everyone's a health expert, yet no one knows anything about health. You know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. This diet's hard too because it is all anecdotal.
Yeah.
So people go, well, where are the scientific studies?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't care. And you can't say, you know, these thousands of people are wrong. And you definitely can't say that it's not working for me.
Right.
But yeah, people say, well, where's the evidence? But you can't really argue with someone who says, you know, you could try it for 4 to 6 weeks and prove me wrong.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to do that, then we really don't have anything to talk about.
That's right. Now, if people want to find more about you, view your recipes, keep up with your blog, follow you online, where are all your outlets? Where can they go?
They can go to Facebook. So I have a Facebook page and it's facebook.com/thecarnivorediet. Mm-hmm. So that's following me on Facebook, and I usually put blog posts up there. It might be easier to follow than the blog. I don't know. I have an Instagram page. That's just Michaela Alexis. And the blog.
Great. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.